File 9. Listening 1. Speaker 1. Now, this is something that I feel very strongly about, and that's that people should not be allowed to keep very aggressive breeds of dogs, such as Rottweilers, as pets. I really think it's totally unnecessary to keep potentially aggressive dogs as family pets. I think you hear so many situations of what was deemed to be a passive animal suddenly attacking a baby, often a new baby, because suddenly the dog feels jealous. A friend of mine recently, her child was attacked in the street by a Rottweiler. It nearly ripped her leg off. It was horrendous, and the animal was still allowed, wasn't put down. I think it's just awful. I can't imagine why anybody would want to keep an aggressive animal as a family pet. Speaker 2.
I have to say I am completely against zoos nowadays. They serve no useful purpose, and they should be banned. I think the poor animals are kept in tiny cages. It's not necessarily going to be their natural habitat. And they look bored, the majority of them, and they just stand there swaying from side to side or walking up and down. They get fed every now and then they have hundreds of people just staring at them and gawking at them as they walk past. I just think they should be banned. I don't understand why zoos still exist.
Speaker 3.
I'll tell you something that I find completely hypocritical about people, is people who say that they're animal lovers but still eat meat or fish. How does that work? I mean, I've been a vegetarian for a long time, and I just can't bear the idea of eating a dead animal. I just don't understand it at all. It's completely hypocritical. It doesn't make any sense at all. How can you say there's a difference between different kinds of animals? Oh, there. It's okay. We can eat them, but we can't. We don't eat my, you know, my little animal.
Speaker 4.
One thing that really annoys me is those dog owners who think that everyone else just loves dogs as much as they do. Well, actually, of course, people's dogs are often a nuisance to other people. And I blame the owners. They stand there grinning at you, or they take no notice at all when their dog comes barking at you in the street or the park and starts slobbering all over you. And kids don't always like dogs either. They get scared when a dog starts bothering them. The owners just don't get it. They can't imagine that people don't like dogs as much as they do. They stand there with a stupid look on their faces saying, "Oh, he just wants to play," when people just want the thing to go away.
Speaker 5.
Have you ever met that kind of person who tells you how much they care about animals, how deeply they feel for the plight of animals, but who treat other people really badly? Some of the most unpleasant people I've ever met are people who go on and on about how much they care about animals. I think this is just a way for them to feel good about themselves, to feel better than other people. I think they're on the animal rights bandwagon because it makes them feel they have something over other people. I think it's a way they can justify being so horrible to people.